And the Mount Albert studio is happily full this morning. Larry, this is Barry Miller, and this is the Vestera Investment Show with Barry and Larry. But in studio with us today, Josh Venstra. Hi, Josh.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. And Josh, you're a longtime lender, much experience here, all of it in the Colorado Front Range, correct?
Correct, yeah.
For 14 years?
Just about.
Yeah,
you know, just
about
a little over a decade. I think our combined team experience is about 150 years.
I think so, too. I mean, with Marianne and others, right?
Right?
I mean, it just goes on. They have quite an experienced team that has been together a long time. They are a team. They are your team, really, and they happen to headquarter at Community Banks Mortgage here in the Denver Tech Center. Actually, you're only about a quarter mile from
stone's throw away, right?
Stone's throw away from the Mount Albert studio. In studio with us is also a not brand new, but a team member who's being heavily involved now with Vestera Investments. That is Travis Wansick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You could pull that, you know, move that around however that you're comfortable. Thank you. We're comfortable here with you, ladies and gentlemen. Our theme last week was startup money for your safe investments. Josh, we got into last week how typically the investor loan is 25, 20, or 15% down, okay? But we have a lot of young investors who are saying, hey, I want in. Our investors are now, Chris and I are doing, he's not with us today, but Chris and I are doing three home studies, the longer term, which is not quite 2 years, another one, which is about 15 months, and another one, which is about 6 months. And we're right now finishing up on the 15-month hold. That owner is has doubled their money, doubled their roughly $90,000 in 15 months.
Huh.
15 months. And then we carried it out 3 more months. They could sell in 3 more months, and they've still doubled their money. In other words, if we take the hit of a sale cost out, which we don't like to take out. We don't want people to sell that often. We don't want them to have commissions. So it's a program that is working big time, and it's Vestera Investments. And last week we were talking about how can we get that down to $12,000 and $10,000. Well, everybody does not have to buy Colorado Springs. We have a phenomenal research department. We have 5 top hotspot cities across the country. And this is laying the overview of Vestera Investments. Larry and I are key elements of the research staff right now, but we're not the only parts, and it's growing, et cetera. Extensive. Moody's has nothing over us when it comes to researching residential real estate markets, the job market, the economic conditions of 200 cities in this country. We pick a top 5. One of them has a median price of 172. So you take 20% or 15% of that, and then all of a sudden we say, no, wait a minute, you could get a gift letter, right? Tell our listeners what a gift letter is on a loan, on a home loan.
It's almost exactly how it sounds, where a family member is contributing to your investment, and they're gifting you that money to help with that investment. Now, how you guys work that out amongst yourselves is totally up to you.
Up to yourselves.
But they can in essence contribute to your investment, and everybody benefits off of it, right?
And this is what we said, that young investors, and they don't have to be young, any age. Look, there's lots of people our age. Larry, there are a lot of people our age, okay? And your age, Travis, and your age, Josh, of all ages. We have them all represented here, okay? And many of them have had a tough economic turn. Some haven't recovered fully from the Great Recession, fully, yet. And we're just respectful of all of that. And they're saying, wait, is it too late to get in? Heck no. Doubling your money, we used to say until a month ago, in less than 2 years, doubling your money. But if you have $5,000 or $10,000, see who else in your circle of family in particular can help you get that initial loan and get that a program started and start becoming, again, a 100,000-heir, a half a millionaire, a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and on up from there. We're capable of handling all of that at Vestera Investments. But Josh is with us today, in particular, for the rest of this segment, to talk about loans for you, the investors. Now, I'll talk about loan rates. Loan rates, as I said, are under 4%. They're between 3.75% and 3.625% today, with no added costs up front, typically, to get that loan. And when I say typically, I mean it varies. On Monday, it might be 3.75%. By the end of next week, it might be 3.5%. So it is a moving number each week, but it just continues to be good, healthy, strong, and if anything, the trend is slightly downward. So right now, think in terms of 3.75%. But Josh, you could help and do help our investors obtain their loan right here locally with you for any of our 50 states.
That's true, and we focus a lot on that right now because the market is just ripe with opportunity, I believe, to really have your money and your equity working for you. And it gives you the ability to not just have money sitting in a bank, not really doing anything, but putting it in real estate where you're earning, almost twofold on your money, right? And equity gained as appreciation goes the next years down the line. And you have someone else paying your mortgage and paying that principal down.
Yeah, and there are two elements, and this is what Vestera Investments does, is, by the way, and a lot more, but I mean a complete 100% thorough analysis of a property, given a property and overview projection sheet to the buyer. They have typically 5 minutes to 5 hours to a day to look at that. In the market we're in now, it's more like the five-hour category, but they know what's coming. Our clients and customers know what's coming, and it breaks it all down, every single item. What is the condition of the home? How much deferred maintenance is there? And then, of course, the big piece, the loan piece. And are they putting 25% down? Most of our customers are. Okay, but 20% is doable. 15% is doable. Second homes are doable, but you have to be a second home buyer for that, and that's 10% down. And all those things are doable, and they're happening. And we're working with Community Banks Mortgage with all of our investors in all states, and that just makes it run seamlessly. And then the other piece, you said, the rent. Well, we're a turnkey operation, so our customers and clients turn their money over to us with the promise of a solid investment. That it's transparent isn't even the word. We're way more than transparent. I mean, from the beginning, before we're ever hired, we tell them all the pros and cons of the tool that we're using in this business. And Larry, you know the tool is investment property and investment loans with Josh and Dell at Community Banks. But how do you feel about the safety of our economic tool?
Barry, once people understand the system and how we leverage your money, the safety is extremely high. You don't have to really worry about your investment. Even if the economy goes downhill a little bit, the value of the house that you're investing in is unlikely to go down, and if it does, it's minimal.
And is somebody watching the value of that investment? And if so, whom?
We watch it all the time, and if we see that a city is going to have trouble maintaining their housing prices, we'll recommend to you that you sell that house and buy a house in another city that is performing better.
We'll recommend based on all data. Josh is part of the data collection team, what's going on with mortgages. They, in the community banks, at their team, Dell and Josh, get all kinds of reports. That Dell sends me these, detailed reports, and nothing is too detailed. We have to have those details. You're the expert, so we look to you for that, Josh. I thank you publicly for that. So, Josh, that's our overall program. Talk to us how you fit in and how you feel about investing in residential real estate in the well-researched cities.
Well, I feel honored to be a part of the team, and that's what we're all about is providing that opportunity for people to be able to invest in real estate. And especially in this market right now where people are just finding that they have an incredible amount of equity sitting in their property right now with appreciation. It's like, what can we do with that money?
Yes.
Well, we can use that as a tool to invest in other real estate.
And we call it temporary, very good debt. But we put the T word in front of very temporary, real debt. It's real debt, but it's temporary. Why? Because, again, the one home that we're looking at, I mean, they had the 85, it was really 85,000 total cash. The mortgage paid everything. Their cash flow the first year was about $800 plus for the whole year. Doesn't sound like much, does it? Oh, well, let's see. It paid 12 mortgages, and that home has gone up way over $104,000. Real, true numbers in 15 months. Not bad. So ours is heavily weighted on the equity. Why? Because we have the research staff to do it, and you guys are a part of it. So thank you for that. Now, what else would you have, Josh, in for our listeners, investors primarily, as thoughts of loans? Anything you want to say is open. Anything. Futuristic talk, what tomorrow talk, what Monday's going to bring, anything you'd like to say. The mic is yours.
I think we all wish we had a crystal ball sitting in front of us and knew what was going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years, but all you can look at is trends, mm-hmm. right? And the trends of real estate, you know, we find ourselves in this world where most people are working from home. Most people are spending a lot more time at home than they ever have in their lives. So that's driven this desire to have a good house around you and to invest in that house and to, you know, enjoy spending time at your house and with your family. So it's all, again, driving this desire for real estate. And that's, I think, what's driving values right now. And to capitalize that on as an investor is to, you know, see that opportunity as an opportunity to, you know, really do something for your net worth and snowball that effect.
Headlines in the latest, I just received my copy yesterday, Colorado Rental Newsletter. Okay, it's a newspaper, really, in the form of a newspaper, but it's a newsletter, 5-8 pages. And just yesterday, I got it, the latest headlines. Renters opt for more space rather than less cost. That's the trend nationally. And I read that in my eyes. Oh, I'm getting all these big smiles. My wife said, what are you smiling at? You don't usually smile when you're reading that particular paper. It's really full of good details. But Larry, what it means is that now more and more people want more space, more rentals, houses, single family houses, duplexes. And I looked at it and say, Vestera, hit the mark again. It's happening. So it's a good thing. Josh, we're happy to be on the team with you too. You're welcome to stay throughout the whole show if you want to. Yep. Okay. But Josh's number for you all, call him during the show. He'll have to excuse himself. That's okay. But you're welcome to stay in the studio, except when you get calls from our listeners. Call Josh during the show. Call him over the weekend at 303-921-5506. Barry Miller here with Travis and Larry and Josh. I'm going to come back after break, and then we're going to talk about Barry's wealth building world and the Vestera Investments ABCs for you. And we like you all very much. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley. We are part of Vestera Investments, and we're part of you, and you are a part of us, and we thank you for that. I'm going to get right into Barry's Wealth Building World for this week. It's entitled Vestera Investments ABCs for You. The ABCs of investing are ability, benefits, and confidence. ABC, ability, benefits, and confidence. Whenever we humans, and especially those of us in the free open market worlds, think about trusting someone with our money, or most anything else for that matter, we ask ourselves these questions, at least we should ask ourselves these questions. Number one, is this investment team member, this investment advisor, are they competent? Are they really competent? Question number two, do the benefits of me going with this particular investment company, do those benefits exceed anything else I could do or should do with my money? And finally, this third question, to go with the ABCs, how do I feel about this company's program, about their methods, about their staff, about the particular team member or team members with whom I will be working? Are they any good? That's a question that you ask yourself and should. The ABCs of investing should always be there for you, because the answers, if not firmly in your favor, say don't go with that outfit, don't go with that company, don't go with that program. So always be sure that you have, as the consumer, ability, benefits, and confidence on your side.
Okay, Barry, then how do you go about, as an investor, measuring ability?
How do you, the consumer, measure ability of some investment program that you're looking at, whether it's Vestera
right.
Investments with Barry and Larry or any other program? Okay, well, I'll say one word, carefully. I'll say another word, thoroughly. What does carefully and thoroughly mean when it comes to measuring ability of an investment company and an investment team that you're going to be working with? Larry, it's more than one element. There's maybe a handful of elements. One element is technical knowledge on the economic tool or tools being used to enhance the consumer's financial welfare.
Yeah, and Barry, to me, one of the things that measures ability is making sure that every issue that's involved in your investment is covered and thought of and taken care of completely before you invest.
And Larry, the key word there is, key words, every issue in your concern. Okay?
Yes.
And you'll find out the conscientious investor, the consumers, our listeners, conscientious ones, will have a list of concerns. They'll meet with us. They'll meet with Travis and me. That's what's happening. Okay, we have an afternoon appointment from a listener, okay, today at 1:30, et cetera. And then we have our seminars, and then there's questions there. They will have questions, and yet, typically, and I mean this about three times out of four, Larry, we have added concerns that they didn't have on their list, and we bring them up proudly. Not like, oh, I told you so. Oh, you should look at this. Why? No. But we say, in addition to that concern, here's a related concern, and we talk about how we deal with those concerns.
One of the things that investors in residential real estate worry about, I know because I've worked with a few through the years, is they worry about taking care of the house, maintaining the house, and finding renters and that sort of thing. And we tell people we have a turnkey system. We've already thought through all those issues and have solutions for them. We hire property managers who will find people to rent their house. The property manager will also find people to repair the house when repairs are necessary. These are things that the average investor doesn't think about.
Right, and we want to go, I mean, that deep and sometimes deeper. Many times we oversee the property manager at the request of the consumer.
Yep.
Oh, there's a teeny weeny incy fee for that. Okay, but they want it. They said, for that? You guys will take that call at midnight if there is a broken window? Yes, there's some things that we could do. It's full turnkey. And Larry, one of the items of ability are the team members, okay? And that leads me to think of Travis over here, right to your left there. Travis, you're a newer member. You're not new to the business world. You're not new to investing in real estate. You're just relatively new to Vestera Investments. Why did you add it to your career profile?
Sure. Well, it's actually pretty easy. First of all, it was a system. Once I Once I understood it, it was something I could really rally behind.
A system.
Okay. Our system. And each investor is going to be different, and we're going to sit down with each investor, and we're going to go in with a fine tooth comb and go through all of the financials and be very cautious and make sure you're making the right decision. But it was a genuine company that I knew I could trust. I loved the people here. Everyone really cared about the consumer, and with my skill set, I knew I could help the company grow and really add to this company.
And we're so glad you're here. We're so glad that you're joining the radio show too, you know, so that our listeners get to know you week in and week out right here from the Vestera Investment Show with Barry and Larry. So thank you, you know, for adding that. Now, by the way, Larry, you started to say, what are some of the benefits that people receive? Now, let's say, Josh, you walked in the room. Larry, Travis, and Barry are in the room, as we are with you. And you say, hey, in this case, you could say, hey, guys, what are some of the benefits that I would receive if I joined the Vestera investment, not as a team member, but as an investor? The first thing the three of us should do is what? Stand up. Because our team members are some of the benefits and maybe the key benefit that consumers receive. So, Travis, absolutely, you're welcome, and you're part of the benefits. Larry, you're welcome. As we know, we're welcome, yeah, part of the benefits. And you don't overlook that, consumers, because we're not going to stand up in arrogance. We're not going to stand up in your face, but we're going to stand up sincerely, maybe even a little meekly, but not weakly.
But with confidence.
We're not going to be weak. We're going to exude confidence. Why? Because we have it. We know the system. We know that the system has safeguards. Larry, you brought that up. It's hardly a risky business. It's full of safeguards, not just most of the steps, every step of the way. We get down, Larry, to the microwave oven, capacity. That's a $200 item when you're buying a home. Is there one included? Is there not? If there is included, is it in working shape? We get down to those kind of items before we recommend a property to our consumer clients. So yes, we have the ability, the technical knowledge. We are part of the benefit. And are we confident? We're going to come back and talk a little bit about confidence and what that means to you, the investor, when we come back from this break. Okay, we are back again. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jesse, for keeping all the technical parts of the show. We talked about ability. Guess what? Cahow has extreme ability. We have extreme ability with Jesse here in the Mount Elbert studio and with Ryan at iHeart. That's all a part of an analogy that Vestera Investments use. Why? Because no detail goes unattended, Larry. We said, though, we talk about confidence. Larry, you're the consumer guy in the group here. Confidence. What does that mean to you as an investor? What do you look for, and what does it mean to you? And then Travis and I are going to talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, confidence to me, Barry, is knowing that the program thoroughly, knowing that the program has been well thought out and is designed to protect me as I put in tens of thousands of dollars of investments in the program. I want to have the confidence that I am being protected. And that you can get from the Vestera Investments Wealth Building Program. And you don't get it from the stock market. I've never had confidence in my investments in the stock market. I've been comfortable knowing that I'm unlikely to lose it all. But
good. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, compare that with Vestera. 50%+ return. Okay, let's see.
Unlike the stock market, you can touch and feel your investment when you're buying a house to rent out to someone. You can see it. You can drive by it. You know it exists. It's there. you have that confidence that you don't get with the stock market.
You feel that strongly. You've expressed that before on the show.
I have.
That it's a brick and mortar. I add the words. You don't use them, and that's okay. Don't change your vocabulary just because I call it brick and mortar. You could touch the brick and mortar. You could see it. Now, you may not see it if it's in North Carolina or Ohio where the hot spots are. To touch, you may not see it up close, but guess what? You'll see it, won't you? With videos and pictures and walking through the home as if you were there because of the internet, etc. But you're saying anytime you're back in Columbus, Ohio, you could go look at it if you want to.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Barry. If you really want to touch and feel your investment, you can go there and touch and feel it.
And if you want to go to the headquarters of GM, I guess you could go to the headquarters of GM, and I guess that's as close as you get to touching the GM stock.
That's right, because they're not going to let you in anymore. You're going to be staring at the building from the outside.
Do they let you touch it? I don't know. I suppose they do.
Well, there's probably somebody there who washes after you.
Oh, Larry, you got to bring that up. What's that COVID stuff? That's going away, isn't it?
I certainly hope so.
But the investments are... Larry, this might be an opportune time to bring about the clarification you asked about two breaks ago, you know, about the return on the investment, okay? You buy a $400,000 home. It's worth $500,000 now, 15 months later, okay? You put, let's use the round number, $90,000 down to put. Tell us how that money works. Let's break it down. It's fair to do that. And then we're going to talk to Travis about confidence in the same arena.
You've invested $90,000 of your own money in the house, and a year later, you have the value of the house has increased $100,000. That means your $90,000 out-of-pocket investment has more than doubled in value in that year. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the value of the house has doubled. No, we're not saying that. We're not implying that. What we're saying is the amount that you invested is doubling.
Is doubling. And then some. And it's phenomenal. What market are these three properties in? Because these three led all other markets. These three properties, well, they're randomly picked. They're not the only three. But when we looked at the numbers, said, well, guess what? Almost everybody is saying, well, why should we go to X city, one of our hot spots, when we could go to Colorado Springs? It is, without a doubt, it's the hottest of our five hot spots. Okay. Not just because we're here in Colorado and a lot of our clients are, because our clients, we're expanding, by the way, and our clients are beginning to come as they did before the recession from all over the world. Okay. And we're still keeping it small. We're growing gradually. Let's talk about growth and confidence with Travis, because you're part of the growth. Confidence. Let's go back to that. Larry said what it meant to him. What does it mean to you, and how do you deal with confidence from your perspective as a team member, and also what you're seeing with our consumers?
Sure. Well, as a team member, I'm sorry, and having confidence with someone that's coming in, confidence to me directly will correlate with trust. And when you sit down, with me and Barry and Larry, and we're going to go through your finances with a fine tooth comb, and by the end of that meeting, I think the confidence that we exhume over and show you our system and how much we really care, building that trust, it just happens because of how great our system is. And you'll know leaving that meeting that we care for you, and we're not just getting in there, getting out. I mean, we are going through it with you, and we're not going to let you, go way in over your head. You know, we want you to feel comfortable, and we really do care about the consumer here at Vistara.
We just do so much. So the care part does show when we're meeting with you in our seminars. We want that to come through on the radio show. How are we doing there, Larry? Are we expressing the true people that we are?
Oh,
I'm
going to
ask Josh that question too, because this is his first time in studio. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I think we are expressing confidence in our abilities and confidence that we are offering the public a way to invest their money that is going to give them outstanding returns on their investment with very little risk. How do you beat that?
It just hit me, Larry, while you were speaking. When's the next time that our consumers could see us in person and spend 90 minutes in a seminar that talks about the all-important item that Travis has said three or four times with the single best word, system? To see the system explained in detail and answer any and all questions that you have about the system and about the process and about the projected expected returns. Larry?
Then you can come to our wealth building seminar on May 29th and learn about the Investera Investment Wealth Building Program.
And a word about that Saturday. It is Memorial Day weekend. We're going to say that every time we say May 29th. It's intentional. You all have said you want the end of the month seminars. We continue to provide them. We're looking soon to have to expand out of here, not just because of COVID, but because of you all and your response to COVID as it drifts away. The room that we were told just 3 weeks ago we could only hold 23 people, this week we were told we could hold 70. Well, that's refreshing to us and to you. So we're going to hold it on the Memorial Day weekend. And please, it's not a sacrifice for us. We're going to be here that weekend, and that was our plan, et cetera. But now you're saying keep it there. We're going to keep it there. But it's not too early to make your reservation. Josh, I'm going to pick on you when we come back from the break. And I'm just going to ask you, you're hearing this, you're seeing this, and I'm putting on the spot, okay? I didn't know you'd be able to stay the whole show. We're glad you did. And I'm just going to say, what are you getting out of this? And anything is open. We don't have anything scripted, had no idea that you were going to be here during the show, and I want to find out if you're enjoying yourself. Your smile says I think you are, okay? But we're going to talk to you a little bit about that, and then Travis and I are going to pick up a little bit more about ability, benefits, and confidence, your ABCs of smart investing. We are back, and we are here having fun in the studio. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Larry. We just had fun during that break. We took some pictures for Facebook, of all places, and our friends, too. And share us with your friends. Feel free to do that. We're on every Saturday from 9 until 10, K-House 630, the best talk radio in all of Colorado. It's a heck of a morning lineup. It starts at 7 o'clock with the Champions of the People. That's Bell and Pollock. Any of your legal questions. And, of course, there's that real estate show, Larry, the real estate show, that Barry and Larry real estate show. But this is the hour for Investera Investments in You, where we talk about a theme today is actually the top benefits that you really receive or derive from Investera. Those top three benefits are security right from the start. That means just as you're gathering information, you have the feeling and the atmosphere of security, because that's what we're all about. Comfort is number two. We want you to be comfortable in all sorts of ways, or don't invest. If investment's outside your comfort arena, do more research, take more time before you invest. And thirdly, genuine financial freedom, but done your way. Yes, our economic tool, Travis, is what? The residential investment piece of property. Carefully chosen. Let's talk about that, Travis, and how carefully we find that property. We start with 210 to 220 cities, and then we get down to 60, and then we get down to 20. Then all of a sudden, you know, the whole research team expands, and we add you, and Chris is on it. And we have to have all our thumbs up before an area is thought of as being a hotspot. And Josh, I want you to hear this. We can predict the future. It is predictable. Known and guaranteed? No. Known and guaranteed? Uh-uh. But it's predictable if you look at over 50 economic items including jobs, including permits for new buildings, including permits for apartments, including a few proprietary items. We have a handful of proprietary research items that are the coolest, slickest. Moody's doesn't even use them. Moody's uses one of our five. And our other four, it's just like, holy criminy. I've looked at all their research, talked to them, and I respect the heck out of them. 10, 15 years ago, they were who we wanted to emulate. And then we said, wait a minute, we have more data for our consumers than they have for their corporate clients. Okay? And we're really proud of that. And so we look at that, and we, to have a hotspot, have to have 3 years of highly likely projections of positive. We don't want a flash in the pan city.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not just something, you know, we pull up a report, look at the statistics, and we started a company.
Oh, good. Gee, Boise, Idaho's doing great. Yeah, and Colorado's
been... This has been years of constant research and looking at statistics, and these guys know their stuff. I mean, these guys, they're geniuses. They really are.
Larry, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, why is Colorado Springs a hot spot and Boise, Idaho is not? Because their job market is not as strong as Colorado Springs is why it isn't. We look at these things and we make decisions on over 50 different elements, and one of them is the job market in those cities.
Yep, huge military base down there.
Yeah, yeah, in the Springs, has military. They didn't have furloughing going on.
Four bases in the Springs.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Can you name them all?
Carson, Air Force Academy.
Peterson,
and the Space Command Center.
And the Space Command Center, and then the hole in the mountain, that's a part of the Space Command nowadays,
yes,
right?
That's right.
You all know the hole in the mountain. I mean, it's, you know, that's a big deal. That's not going away.
No, it isn't, but it isn't as useful because the accuracy of missiles are such that the hole isn't as safe. That's right.
Yeah, as it was 40, 50 years ago. So, Travis, back to you. Thanks for bringing that up. So we're down to the hot spots, and they have to be a strong city. But so that's part of our system. Tell our listeners some of the other parts of the system that interested you, and it's why you put your career here, and a good part of your career here with Vestera Investments.
Well, like I said, after going through the system with you, it was something that I understood, and it was something that it was just like a flash. It was like, wow, this is something that is, I mean, it's unbelievable. And when you're looking at investments, plus with my background in real estate, I just knew that I could help this company grow and really add to it.
And you are. And it's such a treat. It's just happening. Oh, Larry, oh, your thumb was up for
yeah,
Travis.
Okay. That's right.
I thought you wanted to say something. Do you?
No, I'll be quiet for once in my life, Barry.
Hey, he's going to be quiet. Josh, that's an opportunity for you to say what you are, what we said we were calling you on. Truly. We're not here to, we are not, what do we call this? Break my arm, patting me on
patting
the back.
On the back.
Patters.
We're not that. We're not a mutual admiration society. We're not that. Don't ever want to be that. Not good. When we get to that stage, we're done. Okay, we'll never get to that stage. Larry first and then Josh.
Okay. Barry, I just wanted to point out to people that an investment using Vestera Investments, top three attributes are optimizing your wealth, bottomizing your risk, and 100% loyalty 100% of the time. That describes our program to you, the listener.
Nicely said. Josh, now you're challenged. Larry said those words. Man, you didn't leave any room for error on that one.
No,
Jeez, I think
that.
we're done. But go ahead. And talk about how you fit into with community home.
Oh, on the lending side, I mean, there's so many important parts to this team in being a resource for your clients. And I was just thinking about looking at it through that lens. If I were a client listening to you guys are really just practicing what you preach, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about ability, you talk about confidence and competence, and you know, we're all here on a Saturday morning for no benefit to ourselves, but just to educate our consumers. And knowledge is powerful these days. And if you go into investing in real estate without your eyes wide open and knowing the facts and all the details, you know, you're in for a real roller coaster ride. So,
rude awakening. Right. And you will feel rudely treated. And a lot of times you are. I'm open about that. Wall Street and I are not the best friends. Okay, Cramer is all about Wall Street and his glorified days of his wonderful 40-year future. Sorry, buddy, Cramer. You know, you are very knowledgeable. But you look at all he says and it ends up not being in the best interest always of the consumer. Where Larry said it, 100% loyalty to consumers 100% of the time. There is a fine difference there. And, Travis, you've seen it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in real estate and in investments, I think it can be very cutthroat. And when you have a company that you can trust and they're loyal, just a genuine company, you're going to have a good feeling and you're going to have a smooth process when that the trust and loyalty are.
And I'll say at the core. Unequivocally, ladies and gentlemen, ability is still one of the central ABCs, ability, benefits, and confidence. And the ability is here. Josh, you have it. Dell has it. Mary Ann and the team that you said 150 years. I went through I don't think that's enough years. I think you guys are at 200 years of experience. I have what? Is it a 5 or 6 person team?
It's about 8 people.
It's about 8.
Everybody is all dedicated to making sure we get to the finish line. So.
And they're the teams that we all team up with for your behalf. So stay tuned. Josh, anything else? I didn't mean to cut you off in any way.
No,
anything else?
Super happy to be here.
Yeah, glad you could spend the time with us. Larry?
I can't resist this, Barry.
Uh-oh. Wait. Do we have to be prepared for a joke? Oh, boy. Okay.
Josh's team is dedicated to the proposition that all mortgages are not created equal.
There you go.
That's a fact.
That's fair.
That is a fact. We all get thrown curveballs, so that's what we surrounded ourselves with, this big bad team, so we could be prepared for all the problems that come our way.
Did you play baseball?
I did.
I just, the way you said curveball, I thought he's. I just picked that up. Okay, good.
I got plenty of sports analogies for you.
Yeah. Good. The baseball. Did you play in high school, college, either, both?
High school. I wish I could have played in college.
What does that mean? You wish.
Oh, I wish I was more athletic than I actually was.
I got you. Okay. I wish I could have run more in college. I had a heart murmur. I had a heart murmur all through college.
I had a heart murmur when I was born.
Yeah. And I had it as a little kid. Okay, same. College, I had it. Couldn't go on the track team. So I said, okay, docs, I formed a track club. Okay, yeah. So we would run, but I couldn't do competition, and I did stay away. Oh, by the way, months after that, I'm drafted, have the Army physical, no heart murmur. Boop!
Right.
You know, recruit.
See how that
boom,
works.
You know, so, you know, draft took care of that. That was my little quick draft story there. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a lot about what today's theme was about, top benefits for you from Vestera Investments. We are here. We are here for you. You could call us during the week at 303-888-3788. That's my phone, but it's the company number. It's the company phone. Call there and we could set up a one-on-one. It could be Zoom. It could be, what's that old one? I don't even remember the one I had 5 years. What's the one I had before Zoom came in? You could do it. It was a big deal. I forgot. Skype.
Oh, Skype. Yeah.
How soon we forget. Okay. All right. But we could do a Zoom meeting. We could have a meeting. Travis and I are happy to meet with you at any time. Call us with any questions. You can also email us at Barry@VesteraInvestments.com. That's investments with an S. because many, many, many of them, all of them really are very, very fine for our customers. So it's Barry@VesteraInvestments.com. Email us and we will take your concern. We will take your question. We will respond to you. Are we busy? Yeah, we're busy people, but guess what? We won't get overextended, and that's how we're governing the growth of Vestera Investments on your behalf, so that we don't get, Josh, one of the biggest mistakes a company like ours makes is grow too fast. And we're not going to let that happen, are we, Larry?
No, we're not. We're going to be careful to make sure that we can serve your needs as investors.
So, gentlemen, we have a minute and a half or so left. I'm going to start with you, Travis, go to Josh, and then Larry. And if there's time left, I'll say a word or two. Your thoughts on the future of real estate in the United States of America?
Oh, boy. that is a tough one. But I think it's growing. It's really I don't think our government can let us fail. I mean, if the real estate market goes crashing down, our country's going to go crash down. And I think that rates are going to stay fairly good. I think they can jump up. You know, I mean, even if it jumps up half or a full point, I mean, it's still
solid.
Way better than it was a couple of years ago.
And then what else?
Well, under all is the land.
Under all is the land. Limited space. Are we having more people come to this great
Absolutely.
Earth ball? The land size stays the same. So I think values on a long term, like millennial speed line. Josh?
No, to
very
spin short, off of
we're
that,
running out of time.
Yeah, that's fine. So to spin off of that, I mean, you look at the facts and what happened 10 years ago, I think is not the case where you have, mm-hmm. you know, these loans that aren't performing and this, you know, bubble where what's driving real estate is the desire to be in a house.
To be in the house. Still the American dream.
That's right. It is the American dream, and it's safe and secure for you.
And one-third of the population rents, so it is great opportunity. Barry here saying bye-bye for now. We'll be back next week.